flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Super Bowl week on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Radio Row in New Orleans, we run this place. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, feeling good. Listen,
yeah.
One day closer to Sunday glory. Just understand that, one day closer to Sunday glory, Super Bowl 59. Can't wait. Jackie Baseball, get it together.
Get it together, Jack.
Get it together over there. Holla at your boy.
A lot of questions for me about how close we are to opening day, and I told every single one of them. I said, not this week.
Yeah.
I said, not this team. But then I did say 55 days till opening day.
This guy is dialed in over here. Are you locked in, Jack?
Happy anniversary, by the way.
To the Super Bowl.
Yes.
In 2018.
Yes.
For the 2017 season.
Yes.
That we won.
That you still can't figure out which you want to call it, the 2017 Super
Well,
Bowl.
It's difficult because you say the Super Bowl in 2017 and everybody knows what you mean, but it did happen in 2018.
Yeah, I know. I think you just say 17.
17.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we are.
Well, we're not about where it started at.
Right. Yeah. Right. Not where it ended.
Yeah, not where it ended.
Even though we like where it ended. Yeah, whoa. Okay.
215.
All right. Big show. First of all, there's a lot more people here today, so 530 Creed is going to be excellent.
Yes.
But it
a lot
is,
of head turners there, Spike.
It is Tuesday, and even though we get a lot more Elliot this week, we cannot pass up on Tuesdays with Elliot. So that happens at 3. Brian Westbrook. I do that every time.
It's close.
Brian Westbrook joins us at 4 o'clock, and the top 5 of 5 will be at 5 o'clock. Now, this show this week is a lot about this Sunday, but something is going on that leads us to think about next season, and that's the fact that Kellen Moore, all signs are pointing to Kellen Moore being the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, which means the Eagles will be in need of a new offensive coordinator again.
Yeah.
And it seems like the leader in the clubhouse is pass game coordinator Kevin Petullo. So, Ike, what do you think of the fact that the Eagles staying internal and going with Petullo as the pass game coordinator?
Actually, hearing this, I'm happy to hear this. This is good news to me because consistency is what this team has lacked at that position. Although they found a way to have success most of those years, I still have 2023 in the back of my mind. I still also have 2018-19 in the back of my mind as well. Hell, even 2020.
Yes.
We hired a guy. I don't think he ever called one play.
Wait, who was 2020? Oh, right. I forgot about that guy. Totally.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. We hired a guy. I had never even saw him. I don't think he called one play.
Yep. It was a weird year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he brought Marty Morning wig back. Like, it's been crazy. So having some consistency and some familiarity, I think is huge for all these guys. I know we'll focus in on the impact it has on Jalen. You can't ignore that he's had so many different coordinators and different offenses. He's had to learn different terminologies, had to learn that this will give him a chance to at least build on what he's done this year. Regardless of what you think about what he's done this year, he'll have a chance to build on that with the same offense, same personnel, same terminology. And I would imagine that bodes well for him and returning back to the Jalen we saw in 2022. Maybe that's the last time he had two straight years. Yeah, Shane Steichen
in
21 and then 22.
Yep.
So you saw what he looked like in 22. The proof is there. You get this guy a second year in the same offense, he's an MVP candidate.
Take a deep breath over there. Take a deep breath.
Was he not?
No, he was.
Was an MVP candidate.
Different player.
All I can do is go with the evidence. And the evidence says, the facts, this is what Elliot says. I can't wait till he comes on. Sure,
did you just use Elliot and facts in the same sentence?
What Elliot says, he says, listen, you got to go with the results, the facts that are there. And the facts say when he had a coordinator for 2 years straight, he played at an MVP level. That's what the facts say.
All right. Well, I don't agree with you. So to me, yeah. Well, to me, here's how I'm looking at it.
Yes.
And I.
Oh damn, we got cameras on us today.
Oh yeah, that. Yep. You better look good.
Man, let me put my damn glasses on.
Yeah, come on.
Make sure the camera.
All right. I didn't realize me.
Yeah, I think you're looking at that
glasses.
One.
Yeah, yeah. You think about the night glasses?
Right. You should have brought those. Yeah. You should have brought those.
Well, but the difference is like he needs those glasses.
Yeah, the ones I got on right. I actually need.
And I hope the camera stays on for the reads
when he puts
when he gets down to the tip of the nose.
Yep. Old man Ike.
I hate y'all.
Old man Ike.
Go ahead, man.
So here's what I'm thinking about the offensive coordinator thing for the Eagles. The pass game has, since 22, got worse from 22 to 23 and got worse from 23 to 24. We are the 29th ranked passing team in the NFL this year. And it has worked, but it is not optimal. You know, you could say they've won, so it's worked, but I think we would all agree that even with Saquon Barkley, even with the offensive line being as good, we'd want the pass game to be more effective than it was this year. And I think that the hiring of the offensive coordinator moving forward for the Eagles is basically about one thing. It is about getting as much as you can out of Jalen Hurts. How can we optimize everything this guy is and everything he can be? And while the team was very successful this year, I do not think they did that. Now, I'm not going to blame Kevin Petullo just because he's the pass game coordinator that it's on him. There's several people above him, including Jalen, that are responsible for the pass game. But I would bring in external people as many times as I could. I don't care about consistency if consistency isn't good enough, right? Like, there's no people don't just want consistent. People want consistently good. There's a difference. You could keep the same guy in there for five straight years, and it doesn't mean it's going to work. You know, Baker Mayfield's had 8 different offensive coordinators, I think, in 8 years. He threw 40 touchdowns this year, right? So if we were coming off of a year where the pass game looked great, I'd say, you know what? Let's keep it intact. Let Nick keep the guys comfortable with. Let Jalen already knows him, so on and so forth. But there have to be people, and I don't know if Josh McCown's going to be a great offensive coordinator, but there have to be people out there that can think differently. The offense this year, from a passing standpoint, was just not good enough. And I am not confident. I don't know Kevin Petullo. You know, we don't know what his input is. Sure. We don't know if he wants to do something totally different than what they've done.
Sure.
Maybe it is. But my gut tells me is that they should go external and find somebody with a little more pedigree. And if you lose them, you lose them. But, like, this is a year-to-year league, right? Like, we got to win every year that we're here. So I would say go external. 215-592-9494. Are you okay with the Eagles staying internal with the next offensive coordinator with Kevin Petullo, or would you like them to look outside the organization? Before we get to the phones, Jack, where are you on this?
Yeah, so this is concerning that this is their first idea is to go internal for this. And it reminds me way too much of the Doug Press-Taylor thing. Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo, that seems like the Doug Press-Taylor relationship. And I think that this team, this would signify to me that Nick has more control than I want him having like that much control. I like this current situation with where Nick is at. So I think it would be a mistake to stay within the organization. And I think that there's a lot of smart offensive coordinator minds out there that come in here, and hey, maybe it's a different voice. Maybe they do find something else with the passing game. I think just staying status quo is a mistake, and I don't think that's how they got here. I mean, they got here because they went outside the organization and hired Kellen Moore.
You know, the interesting thing about what you said is that I do think Nick has earned the right to have maybe more of a say than he had last offseason when he was on the verge of getting fired and they thought about it. I think he has gotten to a place where he earned it, but I don't buy this one, you know, this particular decision. And look, if this ends up being where they go, we will see what the results are. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to stay within the organization for the next offensive coordinator and hire Kevin Petullo or look outside the organization? We started off with our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You are on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, Spike, you got too much diva tendency, man.
Wow.
Diva.
Too much.
What gives
too
that away?
Diva. Listen.
Well, hold on.
You crying about the restaurant.
Yeah.
Crying about.
He did a bad job. We all agreed on it.
Like, listen. This is the Super Bowl week, and it's Tuesday, and all I've been hearing is crying. You in New Orleans. You in NOLA, baby. You in the South. You supposed to have a good time.
I'm not here to have a good time. I'm here to dominate. I am here to hold everybody accountable and get the best out of everyone. Good times are for losers. I'm here to win.
Hey man, if you dare to win, don't be worrying about the food deal. You eat what we give you.
Well, that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Again, because of the diva tendencies, that's not gonna work.
And it's all about. By the way, I'm gonna get the worst of the food thing wherever we go. It ain't about me. It's about the experience for everyone. I wanted everyone to have the New Orleans experience, and Elliot failed.
Let's be real. Look. Think about who you gave the assignment and eat my dog. Listen, I ain't never hung out with. I seen anybody. But it's like you having him. This the dude that you know. He got some of the worst things. Like he wearing trench coats to his ankles. Like this the dude that got a size 7 foot. You know, and you he said it took him 3 hours looking for a restaurant.
Like, when I gave him a list.
I ain't trying to be funny. WIP. What kind of job? This dude got 3 hours to work, look for restaurants and stuff. Hey man,
Corey, look this. Look at the choices I have. Jack's not going to spend 3 hours doing anything.
No.
I asked Ike to do it. He would look at me like I'm insane. Yeah. Hugh Douglas is sleeping, and Joe Giglio eats a little thing of beans and rice every day. I can't trust him either. Elliot he wanted the job. He goes out a lot.
He was already here.
He lives in the city. Here, right? You know, I failed. This is on me. It's on me.
Yeah. Next time, listen. This is what you do. Hey, man, we going with wherever I go. If y'all don't like it, stay at the hotel. Order you some DoorDash, Uber Eats, or something. That's what we eating. That's how you take care of it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Put your foot down. But look, get on this OC thing. I don't even care. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm Super Bowl focused. I worry about Myles Garrett and all that after Sunday. Right now, I don't even care. People are texting me like, oh, what would you give up for Myles Garrett? I'm like, I don't even give a damn. I ain't worried about that. I don't care about the OC. I don't care about Sunday. But look, Jack sound like a hater, like always.
How? In what way?
Because you sit up here and you talk about, oh, Nick Sirianni, he got too much power.
First of all, we don't want that.
Well, look, time out. Was Ike and Spike and Jack, let me ask y'all some questions. Was Kevin Petullo here in 2020? When he got hired? Or 2021 when Nick Sirianni got hired?
Yep.
He was already here?
No, he wasn't already here.
Oh, he was a Nick guy.
I think he came with Nick.
No, what I'm saying is he came here with Nick, right?
Right.
He wasn't OC. All right, last year in 2021, we had Shane. In 2022, we had Shane. When Shane left, he was here, right? They ain't giving the job. They gave it to Brian Johnson. All right, Brian Johnson get fired. He here again, and they give it to Kellen Moore. Maybe they feel like he done developed. I mean, what I'm saying is, Jack, you was working with Giglio at one point. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want you in the afternoon. They ain't think you was ready afternoon drive. You know,
I was like 22 years old.
People get better at what they do. Right?
That's a good point.
Development as a caller.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was number one since I called, baby. I'm like, I was like LeBron, high school prodigy, baby.
Wow.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? How is the OK Andrew development coming along, Corey?
Not every great player is a great coach. Not every great player is a great coach. Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all be – hey, my boy had to work on Friday. That's why he called the morning show. Y'all killing my man. He just want to be accepted, man.
Yeah, he is accepted.
This is accepted.
What we do. This is tough love.
Yeah. Just hold him accountable.
And something else. All y'all snitches out there – why y'all always snitching? Listen, if y'all want to be a part of the show, just call and get your topic. Y'all ain't got to snitch on everybody. Every time somebody, okay, Andrew, call. What you think that's going to give you? You think that's going to remember your call or something? No, we don't care about that. Just say what you got to say. We don't care about no snitching. And then y'all signing with the snitches. Ike, what's wrong? Ike, that's delegation
quick,
now, Ike.
Quick to it.
So I'm just saying that.
I gave him the pass.
Yeah, I gave him the pass. We're good.
All right,
okay,
right. I'm talking about y'all and y'all other two. Come on now. If they snitch it, we don't want no snitches on the show, man.
It takes
all
a village.
I'm saying is,
yeah.
To get back on the topic at hand,
Yep.
I'll focus on that when it happens. They kind of hire Kevin Vitullo, cool, but we're going to be partying all summer. I mean, the quarterback probably not going to party. He might do a little five-minute, you know, week partying, but he's going to be back to work. But, you know, we're going to be partying until September. We don't even care about – I ain't going to be caring about no draft. I ain't going to be caring about no free agency. None of that. If we win this Lombardi, boy, we partying two chips, two rings, baby. Party in NOLA.
Listen, one thing I will guarantee you. They win the Super Bowl, he will be partying. I don't know what you thought.
Who?
Jalen.
Oh, yeah. It won't be the same kind of partying that other guys do.
Yeah, it won't be Jason Kelce type of party.
Right.
Yeah, we're not looking for that.
Can you imagine Jalen at the parade in a Mummers outfit, smashing
that.
Beer cans on his head?
I could not imagine.
Nick is going to take care of all.
Yeah, Nick will be the Kelce.
Dude, yeah. It's the biggest reason. There's a lot of reasons why I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But Nick at the parade.
A drunk Nick.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going to be – he might do a 20-minute speech.
Yeah.
A lot of I told you so.
Yeah. Well, he might deserve it. He'll deserve it.
Well, and see, people will get lost in Jason's great speech at the parade.
Yes.
It really wasn't I told you so.
Yes,
speech.
The whole thing.
Yes.
I mean, Nick, to us as much as anybody else. Right,
that's
what
I'm talking about.
Do you think he brings up Peter and Mapleshade? I want to know how many names does Nick have written down?
What if Nick went, as Ken and Cinna Minson always said, I am a special coach. All right.
Number one special boy.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you think it's good if the Eagles stay within the organization and hire Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator, or should they go outside the organization? My position is you got to keep bringing guys in until you get the most out of Jalen. Well, and I don't think we got the most out of Jalen.
Think about the last couple times that they've stayed internal, because the Corey also brought up Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson, internal, disaster. Doug's hirings, internal, disaster. They stay with what got you here.
Terrible coaches.
Okay. I have no idea if Kevin Toole is a good there's established offensive coordinators out there. Just bring them in.
215-592-9494. Tom in Vancouver, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, it's been a long time. I'm glad to speak to you, though. I'm totally on the side of going internal on this.
Would you stop it?
No, well, look, man. We've seen what happens when Jalen, he's trying to get used to new offensive coordinators and such. We know the changes he had over a number of years and what impact that had on him. He always got better when he was able to play with the same OC for at least another year.
Yep.
Let me ask you something, Tom.
Yes.
What you saw out of the passing game this year, you wanted to be consistent based out of what you saw out of the passing game this year? Like, what? Because I assume you would think that one of the advantages of Petullo is he'd do something different and better. Well, if he's going to do something different, what is the consistency here? Like, what do we care about consistency? That it's the same person? Do you know what I'm saying? Like what we want things to get better. Things were not good enough in the past game this year. So what is the consistency? Just that he recognizes this guy?
Well, I'm curious about something. When you're a passing game coordinator, what other responsibilities might you have associated with the passing game? Because we did see Jalen evolve a lot in his capacity to read the defenses and such. I think he's doing a much, much better job in that sort of field marshal type role.
Well, how so?
I think last year it was a complete disaster when it came to things like the blitz and such.
So real quick, Tom,
the passing game.
He's gotten a lot of credit this year for how they've played against the blitz, but I don't think it's been quite as good as people say. I mean, he gets sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL against the blitz. Number one, 13%. Of his, of when the Eagles get blitzed, he gets sacked. That is the worst in the NFL. He is also bottom third in the NFL when he's been pressured this year. So I know the passer rating has been higher, but the success, you know, you get sacked, that doesn't affect your passer rating. So he's had a lot more on his plate, and I give him credit for taking that on, and he has been able to, I guess, internalize that and make it part of his game. But I don't know that it's been as successful as it has been, as has been reported, you know, them against the blitz this year.
I think he's talking about, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
When we're talking about changing plays at the line, who's responsible for teaching him that? And I'm not – like, that's an actual question because I don't know.
I don't know. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I guess it would be a little bit of everybody, right?
Yeah,
it would be Sirianni. What are you doing?
No, I thought it would be that.
Because I think he's done a pretty good job. Yeah, I think he's done a pretty good job with that. You know, I do agree with you around the sacking. I mean, it's incredibly frustrating. He drops back and, he does this stuff. I'm not sure who's responsible for that either. What I do know
how much
is
of that, how much of that is holding on to the football?
Yeah. I mean, that's him. Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent, thank you for the call, Tom. To a certain extent, like, Jalen's never going to fix, no quarterback ever fixes the things, every single thing that he's not great at.
Right.
You know, and the I think the interesting thing on Jalen is it's been a little bit of a moving target as to what he has. It actually makes me optimistic about his future that, like, that, you know, one thing seems to come and then another thing seems to go. But it's not like he hasn't, it's not like it's been the same issue the entire time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think there's more to unlock there. And I guess it's not impossible that whoever the pass game coordinator is, when given, you know, a lot of people, as Corey made a good point, there are sometimes when people don't have a lot of responsibility, but maybe have a lot of ability, you know, and they're not allowed to use it until they're given that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I look at this passing game and with Jalen leading it, I look at it like there is a ceiling to it. I don't know what it's going to, like, what's it ultimately going to look like. And when he reaches his full potential, I don't know if that's going to be enough to satisfy everyone.
Right.
Like, from a passing standpoint.
Right.
So what I look for is, how do you get the most out of this? Because this is our quarterback. Unless somebody tells me we're changing quarterbacks.
Right.
Like, this is our quarterback. So how do you get the most out of him?
Right.
Yep. How can he be most effective? There's just some things he's not going to be great at. I don't care. Like, there's the rare quarterback out there that's great at everything.
Right.
That's rare. And I'm not even talking five quarterback rarity. I'm talking maybe two quarterback rarity.
Yep.
Where you see a guy who's just mastermind in offense, and he just operates with precision. And that usually takes time when you've been in an offense for X amount of years.
Right.
I look at Jared Goff. Look what Jared Goff looked like. Now, every quarterback isn't the same. So because Baker Mayfield was able to do it, doesn't mean Jalen is able. I think Baker Mayfield is a better pure passer than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's always been the case.
Right.
That's why Baker was the number one overall pick.
Right.
Like, Jalen is more of a guy who was molded as a quarterback. You see raw talent, you see raw skills, so you're trying to mold that talent into something that is a better than serviceable talent at that position.
Yep.
Like, the one thing he's not going to do, he's not ever going to be 6'5". He's never going to be as fast as Lamar Jackson, right? He's never going to do those things. But I've seen guys like Dak Prescott get better, right, after being in Kellen Moore's offense for multiple years. I've seen those guys get better. And this is what I'm saying with Jalen. And here's the other thing. Petula, I maybe he puts his own little twist on it.
Right.
Like, that's, so
that's possible. Yep.
That's usually what happens. There are things he may see that he's like, I would do this or I would do that. So, and one would ask, why didn't they do it this year? Well, because you don't step on someone else's toes.
Right.
And there's one guy who's there as the coordinator and this and that and the other. So, I don't know. I'm more with the familiarity thing. I think this kid performs better when he feels more comfortable in the offense. So much so that he went out of his way to say it. He's envious of what the offensive linemen have with Jeff Stoutland because he's been the same coach there.
Yep.
Yeah. Like,
yep.
So when he's doing that to me says, listen, you want me to play at that high level? Well, you got to give me some consistency.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, listen to your franchise quarterback.
Unless he picks the offensive coordinator, which didn't work.
That is true.
Yeah. Listen to him sometimes. Listen to him. Just don't do every single thing he says.
That is true.
Yeah, definitely listen to him. Definitely listen to him. All right. Coming up next, media night or whatever they call it is truly one of the worst events I've ever seen. But Saquon Barkley did say something yesterday And the truth is that Saquon Barkley almost wasn't an Eagle, and we're not even talking about the Giants. There was another team. So we will talk about what it would have been like, who we would have gone to. We'll talk about that next. We are in New Orleans. Oh, and we will continue the conversation about the offensive coordinator. Do you think they should stay internal, or should they find somebody outside the organization? 215-592-9494. We're in New Orleans at Radio Row for the Super Bowl. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.